Dedication. Buddha nature pervades the whole universe, existing right here, now. The wind blows, waves fall on the shore, and Guanyin finds us in the dark and broken roads. We give thanks to all the ancestors of meditation in the still halls, unknown women and men, centuries of enlightened women and men, ants and sticks and grizzly bears. Let wisdom go to every corner of the house. Let people have joy in each other's joy. So I've been sitting with a few lines from this particular sutra, one of our boundless ways and dedications, for a few weeks now. And the two lines that have jumped out for me, many could, but the two that have jumped out for me have been, the wind blows, waves fall on the shore, and Guanyin finds us in the dark and broken roads. And the other line, let people have joy in each other's joy. So Guanyin is the embodiment of mercy. Ancient Chinese goddess of mercy. Also, the embodiment of the bodhisattva of compassion in the Buddhist tradition. The female embodiment. And for many practitioners, Guanyin is one of the central figures of their practice and of their calling out. One of the practices that we sometimes do is we'll offer a chant during Sesshin. And the chant is some kind of calling out perhaps for mercy. Perhaps we're suffering. Perhaps we're somewhere on a dark and broken road. And we need help. We feel overwhelmed by our pain. And we call out in this chant, and then we pause as a sangha and we listen to whatever response we receive. And we say that whatever response we receive is the Dharma that we seek. And of course, this is a transformative act. Because the very thing that we're trying to escape is often the response that we receive at the end of the chant. But something about calling out and receiving it, as the karma issued from the universe in some way, right? Turns us toward it. And that turning toward is what makes our suffering bearable. And then we'll chant again as a sangha, we'll call out, calling out to the bodhisattvas for their mercy and for their help and support in our practice. And then we receive again. And interestingly, when we receive in this way, whatever is present as an offering from the bodhisattva, from the Buddha, kind of depersonalizes it. It's like it's not my creation anymore. It's just life, bequeathed, received. It's like after you've been having a really hard day and just holding it together so that you wouldn't cry at work or something. And then you go home, put on a sad song, and let yourself have a good cry. And it feels so good. Not because the feelings have changed, but because you've ironically let yourself have them. No longer needing to create a gap between yourself and yourself. And it's actually that reuniting that feels so good. This is Guanyin, mercy. When we allow our own walls to crumble. When we allow ourselves to simply be ourselves. We are Guanyin. We are not separate. But sometimes we feel so separate. And we feel so alone and so discouraged. So ashamed, so down. We find ourselves on these dark and broken roads. What an image that is. Guanyin finds us on these roads that somehow just end in the middle of nowhere. We're not going to get where we meant to go. Perhaps we've lost someone we loved and we didn't expect this. In this moment, we are on a broken road, a road that we thought was going to go much longer and further than it did. And it stops in the middle of the darkness. And we can't find our way anymore. Many of us have had these moments in life. That sense of being completely lost, untethered, disconnected, no way forward. It's that no way forward that offers exactly the opportunity that we don't want. But it's the opportunity that we have to meet ourselves. Our practice in those moments is to sit still. And rather than turning away from these dark places that we're so frightened of, knowing that that which we run from controls us, we just stay still. And we look into the dark. And we call out for help. Sometimes that help takes the form of a friend or of a sangha mate who can just listen to us and be with us. But there's no way anyone can pull us out of this place. In fact, it's probably the thing we need the least, isn't it, in these very, very troubled waters, the idea that someone would fix us. Ultimately, we don't really want to be fixed. We want to be. Guanyin is there with us all the time. That story of there being two sets of footsteps along the shore as one's walking. We get tired, look down, and there's only one set of footsteps. Wait, where did you go? It was I who carried you. Guanyin, so intimate, not separate from us. This great compassion. The great compassion that we're calling out for, the great compassion that we seek, is already present in the feelings that we have, in the seeking itself. The darkness. When we let our eyes adjust, is the form of Guanyin holding us in her loving arms. Mercy, ever-present mercy. We find ourselves in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. John Lennon. Guanyin. Let it be. Stop running. There's nowhere to go. The road is broken. Be present with suffering, just as it is. And in learning to be present with it, we find the tenderness right in the center. The big tears of love, right at the center of our pain. A kind of sweetness there, born out of care. An affection for what was lost. Our suffering is made of love, made of compassion, made of Guanyin. We never needed to look anywhere else. She's been with us all along. Guanyin is your heart. Your heart is Guanyin. We take joy in each other's joy. Another manifestation of Guanyin. Compassion isn't only about the broken heart. It's about the heart that sings, bearing witness to each other's lives. You've probably seen some sort of video where like a little kid starts laughing. Some little cackle. And you start laughing yourself. You can't help it. Infectious. The experience of being at a concert. The music is playing and everybody in the crowd starts singing and you're joining in. There's no gap between you and the music and the singing. All of us having joy in each other's joy. What's amazing about Guanyin is she doesn't prefer the joy over the sadness, or the sadness over the joy. Whatever's here, that's our practice. To meet it, be intimate. To allow whatever is here to be the mercy that we seek. To entrust ourselves to the unfolding of our lives, which are interwoven with the unfolding of the universe, inseparable. To let it be. The wind blows, waves fall on the shore, and Guanyin finds us in the dark and broken roads. Let wisdom go to every corner of the house. Let people have joy in each other's joy.